In the Masay B'nai Yisrael, the Torah gives the list of all the Masois. The Mishnebura brings down in Simin Tov Chof Ches, Sifkot and Chof Aleph, he brings from the Magen Avraham, that brings from the Sefer Tzror Amor, that the Mem Beis Psukim, the Mem Beis Masois, are connected the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mem Beis Oisios. So there's Hele Gezachin in them. And he even says that that's why you're not supposed to be mafsik. In the Kriya Satori, you're not supposed to be mafsik. Now, it's a Shailan de Ben Hogan. Whenever Parshas Matis and Masa is together, it's not negay, because then Avad of the Aliyah starts, right? Shvi of Matis is Revi, and it goes all the way through the Masois. But when Matis and Masa are two different Parshios, so first of all, it's negay on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by Mincha, right? When Matis and Masa is together, we lay Matis. But when Masay is separate, so we lay Masay on Shabbos and Sheni v'Chamishi, and also it's negay when we lay Masay, the way we have it in the Chumash and Pasuk Yud Aleph is Sheni, and it's Mafsik in the middle of the Masayis. Under have a different minog that Taka by Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos by Mincha and Sheni v'Chamishi, they lay Levi. I think they do it by Levi. Levi gets a long, long aliyah, all the 42 Pesukim, all the Masayis. And also when you lay on Shabbos, they say that Sheni should be all the way till the end of the Masois. Now there's another pshat. What's the inyan that the Torah was mairich and marchiv about the inyan of the Masois? We spoke under a time. It says in the Torah that it's osur to go back to Mitzrayim. It's in a few places it says in the Torah that it's osur lachzor to Mitzrayim. So the Rishonim talk about this, the Ritva and Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, and other Rishonim. What's the heter? People that are Yidden that live in Mitzrayim, there was Tkufas and Klal Yisrael, that there was big yeshuvim of Kehilnas of Klal Yisrael that lived in Mitzrayim. What's the heter to live in Mitzrayim? So the Ritva says one pshat that is a heter because Sancheira was mevalbul the umois, so not everything is considered what it is. There's other mahalchim. It's Yidua, the Urayim, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Urayim, says the mahalich that it's only also to go back to Eretz Yisrael if you go back to go to Mitzrayim, if you go back to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael. To go to Mitzrayim from a different country is not a problem. We left Mitzrayim and went to Eretz Yisrael. The Isra is to go from Eretz Yisrael back to Mitzrayim. To go from America is not a problem. The tshuva shoyu meshiv was moistav an extra chiddush, a kula, on this Urayim, that the Isra to go back to Mitzrayim is only if you go with the Mem Beis Masois, exactly the way the Yidden went from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. If you go back from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim with exactly those Mem Beis Masois, that's what the Isra is. And Azoy, the Torah has to tell us what the Masois was. The Maaseh says in the Toichacha, V'hoishavti, I'm going to return you to Mitzrayim, ba'onios, with ship. And the Torah says over there in Parshas Kisavi, like I said, you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. What's the ships for? If you're going back exactly with the Mem Beis Masois, unless part of the Masois was they went into the Yamsuf. Maaseh, they went in and came out, but maybe for that, then there was a nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. To be able to, the Mahadrin, to be over the Aveira, according to the Shoyal Meshiv, you'll need ships also. But that's why, up to Shoyal Meshiv, the Torah had to talk and say what the Mem Beis Masois were. Because it's an Avkamino Ladina. Look, I'll be going back to Mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't hold like the Urayim. The Rambam lived in Mitzrayim, but the Rambam used to write, when he was chasming a chasima, on the letters that he wrote when he was in Mitzrayim, Moshe ben Maimon ha'oiver b'sholish lav and b'chol yoyim. That's how he used to sign his letters. Because he held, if you know what the Torah is, Moshe ben Maimon ha'oiver b'sholish lav and b'chol yoyim. Because it says three times in the Torah that it's also to go back to Mitzrayim. In the Masoyis it says, Vayisu mimidbar Sinai vayachanu b'kivroi sataiva. There's a pshat that Pesach Frank says, it's a remez that if someone goes away from the Torah by Yisumi Midbar Sinai, is right away by Yachanu Bekibre Sataiva, you're going to get grubbin in the Taivas. Gemara Kedusha. Varosi Yetzahara, Varosi Torah Tavim. Rav Chaim Volozhin talks about it. That if the Chazal were made, Varosi Yetzahara, Varosi Torah Tavim, then the only Tavim is Torah. A mensch kemen and who it sits, he'll do mitzvahs. He'll be nitzah from the Yetzahara. No! Bekibre Sataiva. If you don't learn Torah, that's the Gigroben Giver and Kivras HaTaiva. Barossi Eitzahara, the only Eitz is Barossi Torah Tava. In middle of the Masois, it brings down Misas Aroin. And it's interesting that it is Madgish, that the Torah says us exactly when Aaron was Nifter, on Rosh Chodesh Av. It comes out this year on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Av, B'chodesh HaChamishi Be'echad L'chodesh. The Torah tells us exactly the date. It doesn't say it by Miriam, by Moshe Rabbeinu. We know what they are, but it doesn't say it. by Aaron, because since Aaron is the Kohen of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a remez here that Aaron was Nifter in Chodesh Av. It's a remez that Taki the Churban HaMikdash, both Churban HaMikdash was also in Chodesh Av. Another prat, it says by the Masoyis, Vayachanu B'divon God. The Neshechochma says, why does it say Divon God? The place was Divon. But if you look in Yeshua and the Psukim, in Reuven, in the Chelik of Reuven and Eber HaYarden, there was also a Divon. So it has to say Divon God, that it's the Divon of God and not the Divon of Reuven. It says behemshech in pasuk nun gimel, vayirashtem es ha'oretz v'yishavtem bo, ki lochem nosati es ha'oretz l'reshes oisa. The Ramban of an oret over here says, al daiti zu mitzvahs ese, yitzava oisam shiyeshvu ba'oretz v'yirshu oisa, ki hu nosno lehem v'lo yim osu b'nachlas Hashem. The Ramban shita is, and if you do also the Ramban shitosi and say, for ha'mitzvahs, after the Ramban makes the cheshbon of the mitzvahs, according to the shita of Ramban, what the cheshbon of the Taryag mitzvahs, the Reish Mem Ches mitzvahs essay, the Ramban argues on certain ones, he takes certain ones out, and he's moist of other ones. The Ramban has his own cheshbon, and the Megillas Esther over there, there's a pirish, the Megillas Esther comes to be miyashiv the Rambam, ki yadua. Only one time he agrees. In Birchas HaTorah, the Rambam doesn't count it. The Ramban says he should count it as a mitzvah, the Raisa, and the Megillas Esther says, kan sotku divrei Ramban. But always, he sticks up and he answers up for the Rambam. B'cholipin, the Ramban, in his Hysophis of the mitzvahs essay that he holds he should count, Nishmi the Rambam, Mitzvah Dalit in the Ramban, in the Hysophis, is Mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael, and he quotes this Pasuk. And it's the Ramban in Chumash, and also the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Maharit in Kedushin, Daf Chavov, has a Kasha. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chavov says, how do you know that Kinyan Chazoka works by Karaka? The Mishnah says, Karaka is Nikna, the Keter Shtar Chazoka. How do you know this Kinyan Chazoka by Karaka? Zok, the Gemara, Machloik is Amiron, but one shot is, it quotes the Pasuk. Vayirashtem es ha'aretz, vayirashtem bo, vayishavtem ba'aretz. So you see that there's a din of chazaka. Right there, according to the Ramban, you need this pasuk for the din of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So there's a pilpul that you want to say that it's really a machloikis. It's a machloikis Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel and Chizkiyah. What's the makar? Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Taka brings a different pasuk. So maybe in the Chanami, the machloikis Amiron and Kedushin is a machloikis Gufa. And they bring a pasuk on Tanakh, in Yirmiyah. If you hold that there's a mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael, then the makar of Kinyan Chazaka is in Yirmiyah. If you hold that there's no mitzvah, then not. Azoi came an enfin on the Maritz Kash. Oh, but the Pell is, I saw the Dvar Avram asks this, and it's Mamish a plea on the Marit. It's a toy is the Kasha. The Gemara in Kedushin learns out Kinyan Chazoka from a Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. The Ramban is going on a Pasuk in Parshas Masei, two different Sukkim. The Ramban learns out the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel from a Pasuk in Parshas Masei, in our Parsha, by Rashtem Esaretz Yishavtem Bo, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chavod that learns that Kinyan Chazok is a different pasuk in Dvar and Perakid Aleph. It's under a pasuk, a similar sounding pasuk, but it's under a pasuk. The whole kasha doesn't stop. Then the Torah gives us the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Now it also gives the Gvul Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael. The Meskerov Bamerks, what's the point of giving the Gvul Mizrach? Afterwards is the Eber HaYarden. Eber HaYarden is also Eretz Yisrael. So Be'emes, it's a Mefurash Mishnah that there's an Afkamina between Eber HaYarden and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah says that you don't bring Bikurim from Eivra Yarding. Bemis it's a Machlekes Tanon. The Tanakama says you do bring from Eivra Yarding. And Rabbi Yossi, I believe the August, he says, no, Ein may be in Bikurim, may Eivra Yarding. She Ein a Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvosh. Eivra Yarding is not Zavas Cholav Udvosh. By Bikurim it says Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvosh. Machlekes Tanoi. Bemis it's a Shaila. The Tanakama that holds you do. It's Mamish Doiraisa. There's a steer in the Ramba. In the Rambam, it's mashmas only the Rabbanan. The Emes, the Tanakama also agrees. You need Zavas Chalav Udvash. Nor with the Rabbanan, you could bring Bikurim from Eivra Yardin also. There's a key in the Rabbanan to bring Bikurim from Eivra Yardin also. In the Pirush HaMishnayot, it's mashma in Bikurim that he holds that it's the Derais. Shaila had to learn in the Mishnah. B'cholif, the Tanakama says, may Vim Bikurim be Eivra Yardin? And Rabbi Yisakli says, no, it's not Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. So it's negated to know, even though Eivra Yardin is Eretz Yisrael, it's negated to know where the Gvul is. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim. The Yerushalmi over there says, Be'emes, there's another reason why Ein may be in Bikurim from Eivra Yarden. Because it says in the Pasuk by Bikurim, by Vidi Bikurim, Hinevesi, that you gave me from the Adoma Asher Nasatali. So Yerushalmi brings up Pshat, Asher Nasatali. Reuven and God, they didn't, it wasn't Nasatali, they asked for it, they wanted to take it. Asher Nasatali, Veloishin of Haltala Atmacha. And therefore, Eivra Yarden, you don't bring Bikurim, because Bikurim is Exeris HaKos of Asher Nasatali, Veloim Asher Nataltah. Zok to Yerushalmi, my beinayu. What's the difference? If Eivra Yarden is potter from Bikurim because it's not Zavas Cholav Udvash, or it's potter because it's not Asher Nasatali. Zok to Yerushalmi after an art there in Bikurim. Ika veinayu chetzi shevet Menashe. Zochti Yerushalmi. If you look good at last week's parsha, and again over here in this week's parsha, Reuven and God came and asked to get a chelik in Eivra Yardin. Right? We learned up last week that Avad, if not, if they wouldn't have asked for it, how would they split up Eretz Yisrael? Which Shvatim would have gotten stuck in Eivra Yardin? It's Mavur and most Mishayim, it would have been Kan V'Kan. Every Shevet would have gotten a peace in Eretz Yisrael proper, and also in Eivra Yardin. Every Shevet would have gotten peace here and a peace here. Not that there would be 12 Chalokim and two or three of the Shvatim by Goyro would have been picked out to go to Eivra Yardin. No, every Shevet would have gotten Kan V'Kan. And at Bamer, the Ha'ara, what would be the gather to get Kan V'Kan? The Ma'ai said, that's what's Nog. The Oilam is Noig. In the summer, people living in Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, in the summer, Megate, in the Galil, they go Eivra Yardin, they go in Yenem. That would be the heaven, they'd have the summer houses. That's where they would go. So Reuven and God, at Sukkim, everyone's summer houses, and they took in Gans and the Eivra Yardin. Absolutely. It would have been Kan V'Kan. Instead, Reuven and God requested they Dafka want it. It doesn't say anywhere that Chetzi Shevet Menashe asked for it. It doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu made a t'nai with Chetzi Shevet Menashe. So it's Mavur and the Rishoyin and the Rechanan. Reuven and God asked for it. But he still needed to put more people there. Pashut al Shebrach. And this Cheshboinus in the Mefarshim, why Dafka they picked out Shevet Menashe, a lot of the Mefarshim talk about because they were Anshei Torah, they needed people for Torah, they didn't say that's a Malach, the Ramban talks about it, the Ben Ezra, a lot of the Mefarshim talk why they picked out Chetzi Shevet Menashe. But it was a separate thing, Moshe Rabbeinu picked it out. There was never a t'nai with them. Kum techois, on Chetzi Shevet Menashe, you can't have a din asher nosatali v'leishan atal tala atzmacha. They didn't take it for themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu told them to go there. If the reason why Eivra Yardin is Nismai is because it's not Zavas Chol v'Dvosh, Eivra Yardin is not Zavas Chol v'Dvosh, no bikur. But if the reason is because asher nosatali v'leishan atalta, so the chelik of Reuven and God is Nismai, but the chelik of Chetzi Shevet Menashe will take up in bikur. It comes out interesting that we spoke already that Reuven and God also was different. We said Reuven came in mostly for the mikneh, but God had a cheshbon because they wanted to be buried. They wanted their chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. So there's three different deals here. Reuven is because of mikneh rav. God is because vayar reishis like yisham chelkes machaykek sofron. They wanted to be buried. They wanted to be where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And cheshbon shevet menashe is a drit cheshbon. It's a dry understanding. It's good. Nafkamin. After one, I'm saying idea. One connection on that Indian, it says that Reuven and God, when they asked for it, that they put. They said, "Bemteinu and then tapeinu." That they put their nechosim, their moment, even before their own mishpachas. And Moshe Rabbeinu was koyis on them. So there's a tshuvas chasam soifer on Eruchayim, Simon Samach Zayin. After Havdolah on Moitzah Shabbos, there's a pizmoin. We say, "Hamavdil ben koydish lecho, chatoisenu hu yimchol, zareinu vechaspenu yar bekachol vechakachov balayim." A whole pizmoin, arichus. So the emes of the chasam soifer writes that this pizmoin was originally supposed to be said on Moitzah Yom Kippur. The whole pizmoin talks about mechilas avoinus. And it was originally printed in the Machzorim at the end of Yom Kippur. And afterwards they put it into the, they decided that it was Kiveya, Klal Yisrael, that was Kiveya, we say it on Moitzah Shabbos. Now the Chasam Sofer writes that the original Nusach, if you look in the old Machzorim of Ashkenaz, in the Machzor of Yom Kippur, the Nusach is Kaspeinu Vizareinu Yarbek Achol. Not Zareinu Vizareinu, Kaspeinu Vizareinu. And in the Siddur now, the Klal Yisrael, we say Zareinu Vizareinu. The Goyin has a gear, says Zareinu Vizchuyoseinu. But I'm talking, if you go with Poshin, most of the time it says Zareinu v'chaspeinu. Zok techa samsefer, originally it said Kaspeinu v'zareinu. Zok the mistama, they switched it because of this Indian. You see by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was upset at Reuven and God. And he said, why do you ask about your money before your children? And here the Gnusach is Kaspeinu and then Zareinu. That's why Klaisel switched it. No, Zareinu v'chaspeinu. But Zok techa samsefer, it's a toys. You should taka say Kaspeinu v'zareinu. Because what's the hemshech of the pizmon? Kaspeinu v'zareinu. Yarbe kachoyl v'chakichavim, two mishalim, like sand and like the kachavim. Which is which? L'chayra, we want that our money should be like sand. You don't need the money to be like stars. It's not that chashiv. We want a lot of it, like star, like sand. And zareinu, we want like stars, the kachavim, that each one with a chashivus. We don't want it to be like Klal Yisrael is nimshal la'ofer. Is only when they're yoyred, they're nichshav la'ofer. When they're oyla like kachavim. So we would really want to say kaspeinu like choil and zareinu like kachavim. So it's kaspeinu v'zareinu yarbe kachol v'chakichavim. And zok dechasam soifer, don't tell me that you should still go the other way and write zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachichavim v'chachol. Because the pizman has to end with the word balayla. It's kachavim balayla. That avad is ma'akev. That's a pashut ma'akev in the pizman. So it has to end off kachichavim balayla. Zok dechasam soifer. So therefore we should take a say in the pizman. Kaspeinu v'zareinu, and we don't have to be worried about the tviya that of Moshe Rabbeinu, because for the pizmon to work, this is the nusach of the pizmon. It has to end with the word Balayla, all the shuras of this pizman. It's a long pizman. No, but that's not. That wasn't the pizman. The pizman was Laila. The hemshach of the parsha, you have the sugya of Aritzeach b'shoygig irmiklat the goyel adam. Rav Chaim Kanievsky b'merks Valdik, that it says 17 times the word Aritzeach in the parsha, and he works out through Gans Tanach there were 17 times that there was a story brought down in Tanach that someone killed someone, and then Kiman in all the places the Aritzeach got killed. The first one is Cain kills Hevel, and then he goes through the rest of the Maran Tanach. He has a whole Aritzeach exactly this. The last one is Taka Gedalia ben Achikim, Shimon Yishma ben Asanya killed Gedalia ben Achikim. But he has a cheshbon 17 places in Tanakh where someone kills someone, and it says 17 times Ritzeach in the parsha. The godless. V'yakrisim lechem arim lemiklat. There's a din of armiklat. The Gemara says in Makis, Amar Rav Elazar, ir sheruba roitzchim eino koyletis. An ear that roiv of the ear is roitzchim, it's not koylet. The klita, the ear of miklat, it's koylet, that the goyel dam can get you. If most of the ear is roitzchim, there's no klita. If not koylet, the goyel dam can come in. The Menchachina has a suffix. Let's say there are people that killed Bishayi, they went to the Golis, the Kohen Gadol was Nifter, but they were happy already where they were living. They didn't want to move somewhere else. They were already happy where they were living. They were living there for 20, 30 years. They didn't want to move on somewhere else. So they stayed, and that's it. They're also considered Reitzchim. B'negei the Cheshbon of Ir Sheruba Reitzchim. It's not Koilet. It's only if the Reib of the Ir is Reitzchim that still need the Kapar of the Golis. Or the Reitzchim that already got their kapara, the previous Kohen Gadol was nifter on their cheshbin already. Are they called Reitzchim also, b'negeya the cheshbin of Ir Sheruba Reitzchim? A suffix in the Menchus Chinuch. Now it says, divide the Gemara Makis, that there were 6 Ari Miklot, 3 in Eber HaYarden, and 3 in Eretz Kana. So frek the Gemara in Makis, that says, the Eber HaYarden class, the Eretz Yisrael class, L'chayr, Eber HaYarden is much smaller, that proportionally should be less. And for the Gemara, Omer Abaye beGilad Shchichi Roitzchem. In Gilad, there's a lot of Roitzchem. So Tosfos asks, Roitzchem is bemezid. Why does that explain why you need a lot of Ir Miklat? So Tosfos in Makis says over there, because the Gemara says that a person that kills bemezid is going to meet the person that kills b'shoigig. Lekim ina liyodoy. So if there's a lot of mezid, there's a lot of shoigig. The Ramban of Chumash also asks the Kasha. The Ramban says, because in Gilad they used to kill bemezid, but they made it look like a shoigig. So there are a lot of people who were in Golis, and they set it up good. Now you go to Golis, Ad Moisa Koyin Gadol. The Mishnah says in Makis Daf Yud Aleph, Nigmar Dinoi B'loi Kohen Gadol. Or Hoyrig Kohen Gadol. Someone killed the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Shaharag, Eina Yoytzi Misham La'olam. 3 cases. Again, Nigmar Dinoi B'loi Kohen Gadol. If it happens to be the Kohen Gadol, there wasn't the Kohen Gadol, he had just been Nifter, let's say. But his Gmar Dinoi B'loi Tzeach happened to have been when there was no Kohen Gadol. Or a person that killed the Kohen Gadol. Or a Kohen Gadol that kills. In all of these 3 cases, Eina yoytzi misham la'olam, you're stuck in Golis forever, you never go out. Now, nigmar din b'loi kohen gadol, the pshat is because it's totally in the gemar din. The kohen gadol that was there by the gemar din, yet a kohen gadol, and he's nifter, you go out. If there was no kohen gadol by your gemar din, so you're stuck forever. That's the din. The din is the kohen gadol that was there by your gemar din, that's the kaveya for your yitzir. Fine. What about the other 2 cases? Ha'hoyre kohen gadol shahar. So it's a big machlekes b'shoyim. Some b'shoyim learn, there's a tzad like that, Tosfos Yuma. Ayin daf ayin gimel. There's 2 truths in the entire thing. See, it's really the same yisoid. Ha'hoyre kohen gadol and kohen gadol shaharak. So there is no kohen gadol. If they would rather have been a miman a new kohen gadol by the time they made his gemar din, then he would go out with that new kohen gadol. It's mamish. It's yet a din of nigmar din of b'loi kohen gadol. But there's another tzad. The Ritva and Tosfos Yuma has another tzad. The Mishnah Melo talks about it. That no, the other 2 dinim here, ha'hoyre kohen gadol and kohen gadol shaharak, is a besunder new yisoid. If you kill the kohen gadol alone, you were pegay and the whole matir. But you are mufka from the matter of Mises Kohen Gadol. And over then, Kohen Gadol Shaharag, the Kohen Gadol Alein, is mufka from that end. That is another case. The Mishnah continues there. Misha nigmar dinoi meis Kohen Gadol, hareze einoi goyim. If someone had a gemar din and there was a Kohen Gadol, right? The Ikra Kevei that there should be a Kohen Gadol by your gemar din. If by the gemar din there was a Kohen Gadol, and then after your gemar din, the Kohen Gadol was nifter, but you never went to Golis yet, right? They gave the klop, they made a gemar din, there was a Kohen Gadol around, and 5 minutes later, the Kohen Gadol was nifter. A day later, before you went to the Golis, Hareze Einoi Goyla. Frek the Gemara, my time. So the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, if you already went into Golis, you go out. Certainly, if you didn't go yet, so you don't have to go. Frek the Gemara, no. V'dilma, Hay de Gola Ichbar Le, Aber Hay de Loi Gola Loi. Someone that already went to Golis got his kapar, but you only had a Gemar Din, but you never went to Golis. Who says you get your kapar? emphatic Gemara, a groyser chiddush, the taich of this Gemara, and makas tafir alef in the base. Mi di golus ka mechapra? Mi says koyin gadol who the mechapra? The golus is the mechaper. The mi says koyin gadol is the mechaper. State in the Gemara that the golus is not the mechaper. The mi says koyin gadol is the mechaper, and that's the hesber. That if there was a Gemara din and there was a Kohen Gadol, and right afterwards the Kohen Gadol was Nifter, even though you didn't go to Golos yet, you don't have to go to Golos. Where's your Kapara? What do you mean? The Mises Kohen Gadol. What, the Golos is Mechaper? No! The Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. As I state in the Gemara, Fred sich, before anything, the obvious question. So what's Golos about? Wait till the Kohen Gadol is Nifter, and then you know you got your Kapara. So, as though you would answer, the Kapara is netto the Indian of the Mises Kohen Gadol. You know why you have to go to Golos? Because there's a Goyal Adam coming after you. And there's a din that the only way to save yourself from the Goyal Adam is the Klita of the Orei Miklot. But it's two separate inyan. The purpose of the Golos is the Klita from the Goyal Adam. The Kapara is the Mises Kohen Gadol. Azoi Volmika can learn, but it's very schwer. The Achroim much on this. There's a lot of rise that the Golos is the Kapara. If there is no Goyal Adam, you killed someone that has no relatives. There's no Goyal Adam. So you don't have to go to Golos, you just have to wait for the Kohen Gadol. There's a din that if a person dies in the Ir Miklat, and the Kohen Gadol wasn't nifty yet, you bury him in the Ir Miklat. The special din you bury in the Ir Miklat. His bones are worried about the Goyal Adam. Right? It's the same kasha. There's no Goyal Adam anymore. There's no Dam. There's a Havamin in the Gemara in Makas Daf Beis that Edom Zoymin have to go to Golos. There's no Goyal Adam by Edom Zoymin. There's a din if a person kills Vishoyik in the Ir Miklat, he has to go to a different city of the Ir Miklat. He's already in the Ir Miklat. The Kapari is going to get with the Mises Kohen Gadol. From Alas Nizachin, it's before there is a bear of a Kapari of the Golos, of Mitzat Sheni. You have to know, the Gemara says, Otu Golos Mechaper, nay, the Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. Mitzat Sheni, interesting, there's a Marsha on the Afyud on the base. He's as the Gemara says, the famous Moshel, Elikim Inel Yadoy, that if one person kills Vishoydi and another person kills Vimezid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet, they'll meet up together, and the person that killed Vimezid will not, and no one knew about it, is going to fall down and kill the person that killed Vishoydi. The person that killed Vishoydi is going to fall down again Vishoydi and kill the person that killed Vimezid. So the Reitzeach gets his einish that he gets killed. It's a heragaza. It's a skila, he gets killed. And the one that killed Vishoydi will now go to Golos, because he deserves Golos. So Hashem will arrange that he kills the Vishoydi again. Freftim Arsha, why does he deserve Golos? The first time he killed Vishoydik, why didn't he go to Golos? Because no one knew about it. So if no one knew about it, why did he hire Golos? Harei Zoftim Arsha, the only purpose of Golos is Mer Nisht Rak Lahat La'atma Migoyal Adam. So what's the story of Elikim Inuliyadik? Someone that killed Vishoydik the first time and no one knew about it, so he didn't have to go to Golos. Hashem is going to arrange, he's going to have to go. Hashem arranges, he kills again. He didn't have to go to Golos. The whole purpose of Golos, Frektim Arsha, is Rak Mipnei Goyal Adam. Very Gishmak, with this Gemara according. The Kapara, the Mitzvah Kohen Gadol, the first in the Marsha. He asked it as a kasha. So he says a teretz, a gavaldik chiddush also. That the case is that the person killed Vishoyik the first time, there was no Edim, but he himself was Moida. Or Edim Psulim came in to be made it. And Zoktim Arsha Achidush. That's enough that the Goyal Adam is allowed to go after him, so he needs a Golos, just no one can force him to do it, so he arranged that he should come a Golos again. But what I need from this Marsha, Bezet, as he holds that, he says, Hare Golos Rak Kedei Lahat La'atzmai Migoyal Adam. You have to know how this two in Yonim Shnei. Now the etzem din of goyel adam, the rotzach goyel adam, sorry, tzeich ein loy dam. So there's a machloekas tanoim, the mishnah makis, Rabbi Yosi Aglini oimer mitzvah biyad goyel adam. There's a mitzvah for the goyel adam to kill him. V'reshus biyad kol adam. Anyone else has reshus. Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva oimer reshus biyad goyel adam. The goyel adam doesn't have a mitzvah. The goyel adam has reshus. And what about everyone else? There's a machloekas in girsa. Mamish mikatzal akatzal. One girsa says v'chol adam ein chayoven alav. Anyone else? There's no reshus either. Just if you kill him, you're not chay. Interesting, get it? There's no reshus, but ain't chayav in Allah. There's another gear that's v'chol adam chayav in Allah, that you are chay. It's a world of difference. Again, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says mitzvah biyad goyel adam or reshus biyad kol adam. Rabbi Kiva says reshus biyad goyel adam, and then kol adam is two worlds of a gear. Either it's kol adam ain't chayav in Allah, kol adam chayav in Allah. Now if you go to kol adam chayav in Allah, is gandik. Rabbi Kiva holds the whole Indian is that there's a reshus for the goyel adam. Anyone else is chayins. But if you go with this other gear, it's a new gear, we have to touch it up. Rishus biyad goyal adam, the goyal adam also doesn't have a grace amidst him, but he has rishus to kill you. And kol adam doesn't even have rishus, but he's not chayiv. What's he does? So there's a brisk rav, and he talks about it, he brings down that there are gedolei acharonim that learn that the reason why not Rishlan Eger and Andra, the reason why you're not Chayiv is because since the Goel Adam has Rishus, that's why he's someone who already doesn't have Dam, because the Goel Adam does have Rishus. Therefore, even someone else who doesn't have Rishus but won't be Chayiv. And the Mishkarav is Meirich to prove not like that. He says it's not always ever said. L'dugma, even if there would be a person that doesn't have a Goel Adam, you killed someone who doesn't have relatives, so there is no Goel Adam. So there is no Rishus beyond Goel Adam. There's still going to be a din of Shar Kol Adam Ein Chayav Anavot. It's a separate new Gzeres HaKosim. Ein Loi Dom. Ein Loi Dom means Ein Chayav Anavot. He says it's a vikuach here. Is the Shar Kol Adam Ein Chayav Anavot, is it Noiveya from the Rishus of the Goel Adam, or it's nothing to do with the Rishus of the Goel Adam? Nafkamina, when there is no Goel Adam. There's another Gemara Makistaf Yudeis. The Gemara says a steer in Brises. One Brises says, Tani Chada Av Shaharak Binoi Nasla Goel Adam. A father kills a son. Av Shaharak, a father kills someone, so the Binoi Nasla Goel Adam. The son himself could become the Goel Adam. Tani Yidoch Ein Binoi Nasla Goel Adam. But like a steer in Brises, could a son be a Goel Adam to kill his father? So the whole Sakha Vatari had to learn up a steer in the Brises to answer up. The Maskon is, the Gemara says, Loi Kasha, Habe Binoi, Habe Ben Binoi. Pasha Pasha taking Gemara, that a son, Taka, cannot kill his father. The Chiv Kibirav is Mechayev, that is not allowed to be a Goyal Adam and his father. And the Bright that says that a Binoi could become a Goyal Adam is not talking about a Binoi, it's talking about a Ben Binoi. And the Chiv, it's arrived from here that there's no Chiv Kibirav on a Ben Binoi. And we know it's a big tumult, it's not Pashat. The Moshe Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Men, the Ramah, Paskins, Yesh Oimrim the Ein Adam Chayev Bekobet Avi Yodav. But the Ein Anirali, he says, Ela the Chayev Bekobet Aviv Yosef. The Ravana is the Chayev Kibin Avi Aviv, no Chayev Kibin Avi stronger. They bring a Raya from, it says in the Pasuk, Eli Kei Aviv Yitzchak, that is a Chayev Kibin Avi stronger, but there is a Chayev Kibin Avi Aviv. The Bira brother and the other parts, the most they bring, they talk to bring Rashi and Vayigash. Rashi and Vayigash says that there is a chiv, and that possibly K of Yitzchak, that there is a chiv kibir aviyav. Interesting. The Taz over there says, how could you say that there's no chiv kibir aviyav? It's an often a Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Vayigash. And the Shach and the Nakudas Akesef, he's Madgish, he says, it's often a Medrash also, but from a Medrash came in the Shpregin. A Medrash is not a Kasha on a Halach. Oh, but a Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Chumash, there's a chiv to learn, Stein Mekavar Targum with Rashi. A Rashi and Chumash is a Halach. And that's Shana the Taz. A fret from a Rashi and Chumash. The Rashi and Chumash says that you are Chayiv and Kibir Aviyov. A Koponim, it's Shver from our Sugya. The Gemara says that a Ben Benoi could be Goyal the Dam. So there's a lot of Torah here. But one of the basic Mahalchim they say, and we'll talk about it in other times, but one of the basic Mahalchim is that the Chayiv to be Mechavid Aviyov is only when your father's alive. When your father's alive, then you're Mechayiv to be Mechavid the grandfather also. Be Koyach the father. But here we're talking Hagufa, the father's dead. That's the whole point. The whole point of the case is here that there's a grandfather that killed the father, and can the grandson be Goyal Adam? So there is no father. There's no father. Now that there's no father, then there's no Chiyuv Kibud Aviyav. Rabbeinu Chananel over there in Gemara and Makis has a different pshat. Machudish the pshat. Nothing to do with grandsons. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that both cases of the brides are talking about a son. And sometimes a son could kill his father, sometimes not. What's the case? Habib Noy, Habib Ben Benoy. It depends who the Reitzeach killed. If the Reitzeach killed his grandson, someone killed his grandson, then the son, the in-between dar, is allowed to kill his father. To be goyal the dam of his son, you killed his son, he's allowed to be goyal the dam and kill the father. Habib Noi, meaning that someone killed his son, and one of the brothers wants to be goyal the dam, then not. Habib Noi, Habib Ben Benoi. When someone kills a grandson, then the son, the in-between Madrega, the in-between Dar, is allowed to be Goyal Adam. For killing your son, you're allowed to be Goyal Adam and kill your father. Interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel's Mefarshit, he gives the dogma, he works out the names, he says Alifaz and Esav, he works out for the Cheshbonis. It's a comes out a new pshat, it has nothing to do with the din of Ben Benoi, and it's a big chiddush that a Motak, a son, could kill his father. It depends whose dam he's being Goyal. If he's being Goyal his own child's dam, he's allowed to kill his father. That's Habib Ben Benoi. Not Habib Ben Benoi, a grandson can kill a grandfather. A son can kill a father, if it's Benigeya, the grandson. If it's Benigeya, that you killed his own son. At the end of the parsha, you have the Benoi Slavchod. It says, Latoy Be'ineyem Tiyena L'noshim, that they should marry. And it says, Taka, Vatiyena, Machlo, Tirzo, Chogla, Milka, Benoya, Lebnei Deveyem L'noshim. Now, it's Mavur, I think the Flav brings down that they all got married the same day. And I saw Akasha brought down Mechaira, there's an often halach in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Beis, Sif Beis, the Ramah says, Ein lasois chupa lebeis achoyes biyachat. Two sisters shouldn't make a chupa together on the same day. It's schwer. So actually it's only talking about that the father shouldn't marry off both daughters, his sisters at the same day. Here they were anyways, yisoymois, so it's not a problem. Or maybe they got married in different places, it's only to make the same chupa and the same minded. After the time of first, they got married the same day. Now the ma'aseh, the lashon of the pasuk is, v'tiyena machlo tirtzo chog lo milka v'noya. And the rishonim move by merik, Rashi, and it's Gemara, there's a Sefri, all the rishonim, that it changes the seder. And it's very simple, it only switches tirtzo and noya, to know the cheshbin. Machlo is always the first, chog is the third, milk is the fourth. Just, is tirtzo, over here, tirtzo is the second, and noya is the fifth. And the other times it says machlo noya chagla milka tirtz. It switches noya and tirtz. So the Rishonim, the Gemara asks the theory, Gemara Babasa Daf Kufcha. Zok the Gemara like Kasha. One is derech chachmasan, one is derech gedulasan. Meaning seder chachmasan, it always mentions them lefi seder chachmasan. And seder chachmasan is machlo noya chagla milka tirtz. But over here when they got married, it was seder gedulasan. Their age order, was taka machlo tirtza chagla milka noya. And they got married in the age order. And this is a raya, it's negay. By Lovon, it says, Ain derech, lo seis esat tzeiru lefnei abechira. We spoke about it then, Barichas. Are you taka allowed to skip? Some people are very makbid on the Indian, now let us skip. They taka wait, and even if they're getting older, even they wait. Ramosh has all chul about it, that's not a problem. It's often in Gemara and Kedusha Machaira. There's a gantz arichas in them. We talked about it under the time. But Akoponim, here taka says, that they went taka in age order. Now what's the pshat that the whole time the Torah mentions them, kisei there, chachmasa. But now that they're getting married, they go with the age order. So there's a pshat from Zalman Vavoshin, he says they didn't want to be megala how old they were. It's beforehand, they were over, each of them were over 40. So until they got married, they didn't want to say how old they were. They were, you know, 29. But only after they got married, then it was able to be megala what their age order. That's why until then they went with derech chachmasa. And under a pshat, until the chasna, they're able to learn. They can be chachmanias, but after the chasna, then it's not able. They don't have enough time anymore to learn. Interesting. I saw in the Ibn Ezra, he says a tremendous chiddush. He's chaylik on Chazal. This comes out. He says all the other times they were mentioned the way they were born, and now we're mentioning the order that they got married. So Aleph, you see here, he learns that they didn't get married in their age order. He says until now it was the age order. Now we're saying the order they got married. Chazal went that they did get married in the age order, and until now it was derech chachmasan. The Ibn Ezra says chachmasan wasn't a kevei b'chalal. Until now it was the age order, and now it's the marrying order, and they didn't get married in the age order. It's nishvi the gemara. As I said, Ibn Ezra kan derech gedulasan, kan derech shenisu. The way gemara comes out, they got married in their age order. Until then, it was derech chachmasan. The parsha ends. Eila hamitzvus v'amishpatim hashatziv Hashem biyad Moshe. I'm not sure what this is, Eila HaMitzvahs. We know that Dvarim is Mishneh Torah. I don't know if this Eila HaMitzvahs is like going back on the story of Tzlofchad, or maybe on the Gvulis HaAretz, or in the Inyan of Goel Adam and Ir Miklat, or maybe it's going on the Arba Chumshei Torah. Eila HaMitzvahs is like a Sikkum. This Tifin Yonah, what exactly is Dvarim? Is it a Lo Madreg? Not, Avad, it's Hamishu Chumshei Torah. But Dvarim is Mishneh Torah. It's interesting, the last Pasuk of Masi ends off with a Pasuk of a Sikkum. Eila HaMitzvahs HaMishpat. Steg Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Mishenichnes Av, Nematen Besimcha. It's brought down that if a person has a Din Torah, he shouldn't do it in Av. Morgan Avram over there writes, till when? Ad Elo, the whole Chodesh. The Agoyis Chasam Sofer argues, he says, no, it's only till Tisha B'Av, or maybe until Tu B'Av. But about afterwards, Nos Yogin Va'anocha, then already it's not Av. He says even that Av has two names, Av, Menachem Av. He says it's really 2 months. Till Tisha B'Av, till Tu B'Av, it's called Av. After that, it's called Chodesh Menachem. It's under a Chodesh. Machlokes is Nahavach al-Maisr. All the dinim are Mishenichnas Av. Now, Mishenichnas Av, we start already about the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzarim, but we start handling dinim of Avelis. And it's interesting that the Avelis that we have, it's very different than Avelis of a Mace. By Avelis of a Mace, his Mace Mutal Afanov, and then this Shalish Yomim Rishonim, Shiva, Shloishim, Yud Beis Chodesh. And by the Avelis of Tisha B'Av it's Fakert. We start off with the lower Madrega Avelis, the 9 days, and like the Yud Beis Chodesh, or like the Shloishim, and then we get closer, and then finally Tisha B'Av itself is Meisei Mutal Lefanov. And the beer is Pashit. The Avelis of Tisha B'Av requires us to be ma'oyre da avelis. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash in front of us. We're vayit from the Beis HaMikdash. It was so long ago that we don't have the hargosha, and we have to work on the hargosha. That's the avoidas hayoy, to be ma'oyre da avelis. By a regular avelis, we have the Beis HaMikdash in front of us, and the job is to slowly and we have to slowly go through the pathway of the Avelis backwards or frontwards, whatever, that, in that direction. The Avelis of Tisha B'Av starts again until we get to the epitome, the Yom Oval Alein on Tisha B'Av Alein. Now when you get to Tisha B'Av Alein, on Tisha B'Av there's a lot of different dinim, but it's interesting, Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tzoyim and it's a Yom Eivel. There's a fast day, and as the Yom Tzoyim, there's V'chayr Chamish Einuyim, not just Achila B'Shtiyah. It's Isser Rechitza, Sicha, Nilis HaSandol, Tash Pshamita. But it's also the Spitz of the Day of the Velas. We finally got to the Mesa Mutal of Fana. And as the Dini of Velas, there's Isser Lima Torah, there's all the Dini of Velas. Some of the Dini of Velas, and just not the Menach Sina talks about it, there's an Isser Rechitza. The Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is both. There's an Isser Rechitza, because it's one of the Chamisha Inuim, and there's an Isser Rechitza because of the Avelas. But there's an afkamina. Al the chamishi inuyim, you're bechlal not allowed to wash. You're not even allowed to wash your face. Pun of yodav raglav. An ovel is allowed to wash. Pun of yodav raglav betzoinim with cold water. An afkamina. What do you mean? Tisha B'Av anyways has both dinim. Tisha B'Av shechol b'Shabbos on Shabbos itself. When noyig avelus betzina. When noyig avelus betzina. Avada the tzoyim is not noyig. Ma'il al shulchanik esudish lina b'shaita. The same way Achila Vishti is not noig, Avadi Rechitz is not noig. You're allowed to wash pun of Yod Varadu. Why? Alf Avelos, Avelos never assered pun of Yod Varadu. Avelos only assers Rechitz Koguf. Alf the Tzoyim, Avadi is not Tzoyim on Shabbos. You see though, it's two different in Yod. There's a lot of other Nafkiminis also. But also in the Chayvas Halavavas Shaboy, Tisha B'Av has two demon. It's a Yod Tzoyim, Tzoyim is usually Lo'eris L'Tshuva, and then there's a Yod of Avelos. Tisha B'Av is also a moyed. Kara olai moyed. It has a din of moyed. I said, love it, will turn into a chak, but it has a din of moyed. So there's three in it. There's a yon tzoyim, a yon evil, and a moyed. There's not communis in the moyed. L'moshul, the kriyas ha-toyra of Tisha B'Av is a kriyas ha-toyra of tzoyim, or it's a kriyas ha-toyra of moyed. There's an afkamina. There's a yedua, Rabbi Kibegir at the tshuva on Yom Kippur. He says, Yom Kippur, the kriyas ha-toyra of Shachris, Avada is a kriyas ha-toyra of the moyed of Yom Kippur. Even if you're not fasting, you can get an aliyah. It has nothing to do with the fast day. All the Yom Tovim have a kriyas ha-toyra. So Avada is a kriyas ha-toyra of Shachris. No, interesting, Rabbi Kibegir declares the kriyas ha-toyra of Mincha of Yom Kippur. We happen to learn the parasha of Arayis. Asach read them, what's the point we learn the parasha of Arayis? Pashat, it's Pashat, the next parasha after the parasha of Yom Kippur. In Pashat Achrim Mois comes the parasha of Arayis. We go Vayit. We learn Vayit. So there's Asach other pshat. Oh, but the kriyas ha-toyra normally of a time is Vayichal. Is the kriya satire of Mincha on Yom Kippur a tiny speak of kriya? Because Yom Tov never has a kriya on Mincha, only Shabbos. So the kriya of Mincha on Yom Kippur, it's a special movement that the moyed of Yom Kippur has a kriya, or it's a tiny speak of kriya. Nafkamina is Okrabi Kivegar, could a person that's not fasting get an aliyah? The same thing with the kriya satire of Tisha B'Av. Is it midine the moyed? Or is it midine the tzoyim? Is it midine the tzoyim? Yeah, but we have the avelus of Tisha B'Av. And like we said, the Avelis and Tisha B'Av we have to work on, to that we should be taka, be marvishit. We're vayit from it. A little bit in Yonim, the Maral talks about, says, Chaim is Mayrach. There's the Yisoid is the Gechilik between the Beis HaMikdash Rishon and the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. He says the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Sach Redden of them, was Milmala. It was Moshe from Milmala. He says it came from the Schus of the Gimel Avos. And the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was Klal Yisrael Koyol Baismor, and came Elamata. And that's the pshat. The Beis HaMikdash Rishon was Nefer with the Gimel Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shlichus Damim, is connected to the Gimel Avos. Avram Avinu is Chesed. Chesed is, when it goes bad, is Gilui Arayis. Yishmol is Chesed Hu, says by Arayis. Yitzchok is Gvura, is Ritzicha. And Yaakov is Emes, Teferis, Emes. Is connected by the Zohar. That was the Gimel Averis Chamur is connected to the Gimel Ovis, that they were the Sherish of the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was Melmata Lamala Klal Yisrael Alein Adas Kemach. Klal Yisrael Alein, Achtus Yisrael, and the Churban was from the Sinas Chinam. There's a Taichin there. There's a lot of other in Yonim. There's a Chilah between the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. There was the Chamishit Dvar that the Beis HaMikdash Rishon had. In the Mita Sheni, we already didn't have it. We didn't have that much regular. It wasn't, when you come from Omata Lamala, you could be missing certain things. On the other hand, it lasted longer. It's two different Bati Migdash. And we have to be Misavar. It says, Nachamu, Nachamu. The Shtei Nachamas for the Shnei Bati Migdash. What's the Pshat? Nachamu, Nachamu for the Shtei Bati Migdash. We had it, we lost it, we got it again, we lost it. It's not a chum. It's a different base of Migdash. You had the Migdash at Gehat and Zich, Ir Majrega. And we lost both. But we have no Shaykhs to those Musogim. We have no Shaykhs to those Musogim. It says, Kala Mis Abel, Al Yerushalayim, Zoycha Beroya, Benecha Mosa. I heard once a Moshel. A person had his hand chopped off. Mamash accident, his hand got chopped off, and they have to rush him to the hospital. Within a few minutes, you have to rush him to the hospital to put his hand back on. He has to be a chibur. And he's having shrek l'chi yisurim. But they tell him, as he's driving in the ambulance, they're trying to mirror again with the shrek l'chi yisurim, they say, one zach is klar. If it's going to stop hurting, then he's in big trouble. Because then the nerves are ready, it's tight. It's my fault. They won't be able to reattach it. Only if it's tutvei. If it's tutvei, then you still have a shaychus, you still have a chibur, and you'll be able to reattach it. As it's tutshon yishvei, then it's taka river and gansen. We can zogun das sharf. I don't know what would be if a person's hand got chopped off. But if a person's hand got chopped off and he's able to still think b'yishav adas, and he's running to the hospital, and 20 minutes later it stopped hurting, when did the bigger churban happen? When did the bigger churban happen? He still had the chance to get it put back. When it stopped hurting, it's even a bigger churban. The Churban was 2,000 years ago. The Churban is Keseder. Keseder were missing it. Keseder were missing the Beis HaMikdash. If there would be a Gzeir Shmad, Rachmon HaLetzlan, that there would be Goyzer, no Tzitzis. Volkiven, Mamish, no Tefillin, no Mila. There would be a Gzeir on one of the Mitzvahs. The Medina would be Goyzer, connected one of the Mitzvahs. There would be a Rash, a Tamula, that would make... Wouldn't be Shach. We're missing... a big chunk of the mitzvahs, of the Tariq mitzvahs. The matzv is not bare. Okay, b'seder, shayin, amol, given, b'seder, b'seder. We're totally missing grois halakim of Tariq. We're missing, they're trying to take away tzunem from us, noch ein mitzvah, or given a rash godl. We're missing so much. It's not bare, chazoy. It's mamish gefel. But we have to be margish. Chotch, I know it was a long time ago, but chotch to be margish, chotch to work on the avails, to be margish. That's the avoidance ayoyim of the coming days. And the pshat is, it's a shein tut nishvei. It's a gresser a churban, in the churban alayim. Kol ha-mis'abel v'zoich ha-roi v'nechoma. Kol she'eni v'sabel is menutik. He's menutik in ganzen. You can't be menutik in ganzen. It's a gresser a churban when you're not even attached. Efshin noch ha-knech. I saw from Shem. I heard from Shem Shem Pinkus. He said, you go to a chasna, and everyone's happy. It's hard to see who the chassan is, who the mechutin is, who the second cousin is, who just a neighbor is that came in. Everyone's, it's a freedom, everyone's happy. You go to a base oval. In a base oval, everyone is sitting there, somber, serious, and the avelim alein, vain. Not everyone's crying. The avelim themselves are crying. In a simcha, alav zenim to freedom, alav zenim is sameach, tazan. In a base oval, only the mishpoch alein cries. Someone that's close to the mishpacha also, the for you're walking, it's serious, the machnesh convincing over the vein or eye alone is not there. Comes the Yom Tov and Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Aleph Zeh and Freilach, v'samachta v'chagecha, it's an easier avoid. Over it comes Tisha B'Av, you could be serious and somber, but if you mean mishpachta shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you margish the Tzar Shechina, that means veinin. And that's what you have to be holding. Zayt from the mishpacha alone. The simcha of Yom Tov, you could be a bystander and watching from the side, also the simcha. And you can't even tell. Alav zeh nesameach. It's the avoid of these days to take a shpirzich, carve to the shechina, and take a bimarvish the avelus kipshuta, and veinin of what we're talking missing. Zom zoicha kolam esabel, zoicha v'roi v'nechamasa.